Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. In most of southwestern North Dakota, small town life is the norm. It has its ups and its downs, but people who live there have insights about it. We met with a small group of them at Elmcrest Manor in New Salem and asked if they would share their thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, North Dakota's always a little bit behind like the bigger cities. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, but I do feel like our smaller towns are fading. But, you know, you drive into New Salem, because we've been coming here for the last 2 or 3 years and got to know a lot of people. And it's a nice town. It's nice and it's slow paced. And even Bismarck, you know, I've grown up there since I was 12, and it's just changed so much in the last few years. And, you know, you used to not have to lock your doors at night, or if you'd go to, I live a little bit north of town and never have to lock my door to go to into town. And now you have to do those things. So even Bismarck as a town has changed so much. And I don't know that I necessarily like that. You know, people used to tell me, I have reps all throughout the whole country, and they'd say, "Why do you live in North Dakota?" And I'd say, "Because the air is great and it's a safe place to raise my family and the people are so nice and there's low crime." And I don't know that I can necessarily say that there's low crime anymore, you know, and that makes me sad. And I don't know that the air is great anymore either, you know. But small towns, I think that they're fading fast, because what is here for people to live, these young kids to stay here? You know, they're migrating to bigger towns. And the farmers, you know, my family, my son, he would love to have a farm, but there's just, it's just not economical for him to do that, to have that way of life.
New Salem, I don't think will ever change too much because of its location. It's close enough to Mandan and Bismarck. It's kind of a bedroom community. It's gotten more so, where there's a lot of people working in Mandan and Bismarck, and they live in New Salem. The only trouble with that is it's hard on the businesses, because when they work down there, they also shop down there. So the businesses are struggling more so. But the town has been the same size as long as I can remember, from the time I was a little kid till now. So I don't think New Salem will ever change that much.
We live in a small town now, Raleigh, North Dakota.
31 miles north of the South Dakota border. On Highway 31, we're known for the rodeo capital of North Dakota, and no one can die in Raleigh because we wouldn't have enough for pallbearers.
You know, a lot of things have happened in my life that I tell somebody and they think that I'm dreaming or, you know, whatever. When you have somebody that's close to you and you love them, you tell them a lot that you love them.
I didn't grow up next, I only have one set of grandparents, and we did not grow up next to our grandparents. We got to see them only maybe once every 2 or 3 years. So when we moved back here when I was about 12, we really valued and treasured our time with them. But as young kids, you know how kids are, you don't spend enough quality time with them growing up. And so my parents were chronically ill for the last 15 years. And so you tried to treasure them and grab as many stories from them as you could, right? But after their passing and after my grandparents' passing, you realize that you just maybe didn't get as many stories and spend as much time as you could. You try, but you just don't. And so we are so fortunate, my sisters and I, to have met Roger and Ed and so many other people here at the New Salem Nursing Home, to be able to hear their stories and to just treasure them, because there's such a wealth of knowledge, and to gather their experiences and to ask them, what would you do in these situations?
take their time and go a little slower than so fast that you can't keep up. Everybody is rushing here and rushing there. Back then when we were farming and we were kids, it was a slower pace. You could enjoy life. You can't enjoy it anymore because you have to run all the time to go here. You have to run to go there.
We had 7 children, and that's the best place we could ever raise children in Raleigh. I mean, our kids, they went out and they made their own fun. They would go out and wouldn't see them for all afternoon or whatever. They'd go out into the trees west of town. They made a small fort with branches and all that stuff. That was how they grew up. I see our kids, grandkids growing up in a bigger town. It's just like, oh my God.
You know, I guess my advice to people of my age and to my children and their children is to just, you know, take the time to just come here to any nursing home, or if you have grandparents or parents still alive, and just sit down and visit. Like Ed said, we just don't visit. It's all these phones, which is driving me crazy, and TV shows. And, you know, just have a simple conversation with somebody if it's a half hour or hour conversation, and learn about, you know, what their lives were and you know, how they got their water and how they got their food and what they used to do for a living. And, you know, take that time to build these friendships, because soon, you know, these generations aren't going to be here anymore, and we're going to lose that knowledge, and we're going to lose those recipes. And, you know, I just had to call my aunt the other day and say, you know, we are so hungry for mom's egg drop soup, and there's no recipe for that. And I forgot to ask her how to make it. And do you know how to make it? Because we really, really want it, because we have a cold, and she used to make it every time we were sick, and we don't know how to make it. And, you know, she did the best to give me the recipe, but it's not going to be the same when I try to make it. So, you know, that's, if I had one bit of advice for people of any age, is to take that time, is to, you know, develop new friendships, whatever age they are, because I think you can learn so much from people no matter what age they are.
Produced in partnership with Elm Crest Manor in New Salem, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.